Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It is great to be back inside the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Yo, where you been, man? I get a lot of people on Twitter, social media, all over the place. Man, it's been a crazy, crazy week. Let me tell you something. Wife on full-time bed rest now with the pregnancy, and it ain't no joke, man. Mr. Mom, holy cow. The original movie was only 2 hours long. This has been going on a week now. Let me tell you, I got a whole new respect. Not that I didn't have any respect already, but all you moms out there, I'm pulling double duty. Mom, dad, inspiration, motivational speaker. It's funny, man. Actually, I got a lot to talk about today. I got to tell you, I posted on my Facebook wall last night. I got to talk about the 300-pound guy that sneezed in his hand and then shook my hand last night. I didn't sleep well. I got to share that story with you. A few other anecdotal remarks. We may go a little long. I hope that's okay. I hope it's okay if we go long today. I got a lot to get off my chest. Those of you that are close to the show, if you just plugged in, man, right now you're like, I don't know what's up. My earbuds are blowing up out of my face, and this guy's screaming at me. I still don't even know what this show's about. Go back and listen to the 200 episodes so far this year. Catch yourself up, okay? We're just talking about every day being Saturday, monetizing your passion, not hanging around negative and know-it-alls going nowhere. If you're the smartest person in the group, it's time to get a new freaking group. Are you with me? Can I get an amen? Head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the show so everybody can listen in. It's a daily podcast. Yours truly host, Sam Crowley, every day is Saturday. However, I haven't been on for the past week because of what I've just been talking about. We're trying to get this baby to full term, 21 weeks. Our daughter, Susan Catherine, is patiently waiting inside the womb right now. But, boy, it's been weeks and weeks of scares. I'm not going to go into it here. You can follow it on Twitter, Facebook. I'll post updates. Just put the sonogram photo on my Instagram feed and Facebook. So you can catch up there. I want to keep it motivational, positive, man. I appreciate all the prayers and the great vibes coming from people literally as far away as Australia and as close to literally our back door. We got vacation Bible study for the kids this week. So they're at extreme sports camp at Branches Church every night, carting them over there. let me tell you something, man. It's been wild. So I'm in a dealership last night. And we're looking to consolidate Crowley Automobiles. Let me tell you, I hate cars. I don't hate cars, meaning I love to drive cars. Depreciating assets, I'm just can't get my arms around, man. I just don't like them. I don't like the fact that every time I buy a new car, which I do buy new all the time because it's our main vehicle. We bought a couple of new Regals a few years ago. And I don't break the bank. You know, I got a Regal and an Enclave. You know, I got the Enclave for the family, got the Regal for me. And, simple life, not a big deal. But, boy, that Enclave, somehow I'm upside down about $6,000 on it. And I know because I used to have a Denali, rolled a little bit of debt from the Denali to the Enclave. I just hate it. I would never, unless I just had $100,000 burning a hole in my pocket, which I got three kids to pay for, braces and college and all that stuff, so I'm not sure I'll ever have $100,000 just burning a hole in my pocket. And please, all you abundance lifestyle people, shove it.
Okay, Sam, you just got to ask the universe for $100,000, and then you're going to sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture, and then the universe, see what he does is in the Mr. Universe, he sends that money to you, Western Union, and you just got to manifest it out.
I get it, okay? I get it. I'm with you. I'm just saying I wouldn't, even if I had $100,000 burning a hole in my pocket right now, I ain't blowing it on an automobile. It's going to be worth 50 grand in 2 years. Okay, so save your universe manifestation crap. All right, I ain't in the mood for that right now. Okay, so I go into the dealership, and let me see. What's the guy's name? It's the mayor of Toronto. Drawing a blank. Big fat guy with yellow hair. You know who I'm talking about, right? If you don't, Google mayor of Toronto. All my Canadian friends, love you guys. If you love your mayor, that's awesome. His name's Rob, right? Rob, yeah. So we'll call this guy Rob. And so I walk into the dealership, and I see a guy, and it's a morgue. It's an absolute freaking morgue when I walked in. Matter of fact, if I walked into a morgue, it'd be a lot more exciting than walking into this dealership. I don't know what it was. I mean, it's a Tuesday night. Not a big deal, you know? I mean, I would think people would be out. Now, here's a testament. Across the way is the Honda dealership. All the dealerships are all together, which is another marketing, great marketing scheme. I saw that when I used to live in West Palm Beach. I was 20 years old, so I was straight out, literally out of the cornfield to Bradford, PA. I didn't know marketing from, you know, a pencil. So on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, they had all the car dealerships. Like, wow, look at all the car dealerships. They're all together. Gee, that's stupid. I mean, why would you want to be right next to your competitor? I think of how dumb I used to be, and I'm amazed I never got like hit by a car crossing the street. And then a buddy's like, "Yeah, Brainiac, because when you're going to look at a car, it might not be that one, but you're in the market for cars, so there's another dealership, car dealership right there. You can, oh, that explains like why Rosa's and H.H. Gregg and Best Buy, all the appliance stores are near each other." Oh, so that's why Walgreens and CVS are always on opposite ends of the corner, usually near a supermarket. Oh, now it all makes sense. Oh, okay, I got it. So the Honda dealership is just hopping all day, every day. They're moving like a million cars out of that place. I don't know what they're selling over there besides cars, but it's better be good. So I go over to this other dealership. I leave it nameless, too, because I'm not really I just don't want to embarrass anybody. That's not the point. I just want to share with you why some people get it and why some people just ain't never going to get it, okay? So I roll in. I just dropped the kids off vacation Bible school at 6 o'clock. Rolled into the dealership around 6:15. I got a couple hours to blow before I got to go back and get the kids. And I walk in, and it's just dead. Deader than a doornail. But one guy, and this is even better. One guy's like, "Hey, can I help you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I came here to check out minivans. P.S. I thought I was out of the minivan market 5 years ago. Hello, another baby on the way, God willing. And now we're automatically a family of six. I'm not so sure even a minivan can hold us in." So the guy's like, "Yeah." And he says, "Hey, whatever the guy is. Oh, Rob, the mayor of Toronto, would just say. Once you Google the mayor of Toronto, you will know exactly who I was dealing with." So, "Hey, Rob, can you help this gentleman? He's looking for a minivan. I got to deliver cars." I don't even think he had to deliver car. I just don't think he wanted to do business with me. I don't know. I started to get a complex. I don't know why he wouldn't want to wait on me. So Rob comes up and I'm put my hand out. You know, I extend my hand, and Rob, right before he goes to shake you, hits you right into his big fat meat hand and then reaches it out. And I'm so like shocked. I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm definitely not a guy that when you sneeze into your hand, I want to go grab it with a lot of love. Okay. Rob must do this often with a lot of people because he had no problem, no pretense, no nothing. Wasn't shy at all. Just sneezed. I'm not so sure everything even came to rest, if you know what I'm talking about, in the hand. Grabbed my hand and shit. Like, I started to kind of pull the hand back. Like, I'm doing it right now. My elbow's bending a little bit as my palm starts to come back to my shoulder. Rob was having none of it, man. He grabbed the hand, shook it, and as he's shaking it, I'm feeling disease. And that's what I thought about. Now, those of you who might be listening right now, maybe laughing. You may be crying. You may be vomiting. Let me tell you something. I'm not exactly doing well with it either right now, but it's good. Very cathartic for me to get this off my chest. I came home last night, posted it on my Facebook wall, and people got it, right? They understood. I should be okay in a couple months. I don't expect to carry this with me, this mental scar, for very long, but I wish I could tell you that's where the bad experience ended last night at the dealership, but of course, that wasn't about it. So once Rob was done rubbing disease all over the palm of my hand, he then just, I got to tell you, man, we live in an obese society. 38% of our country in the United States is going to be obese by the year 2040. It's just the way it is. People don't eat right. They don't exercise. They just don't take care of themselves. Now, Rob was, this guy's head was the size of a lamppost. I don't even know how to describe it. If you think of a pumpkin, like the biggest pumpkin you've ever had on your porch at Halloween, and then color yellowish blonde hair on it, and that's Rob, okay? Just this big cranium, bloodshot cheeks, red neck. We went outside. It's 100 degrees outside in Cincinnati last night. We're walking around the parking lot looking at Minivan. He's like, what are you looking at for a deluxe? I'm like, oh, my God, dude, you're going to die right here in the parking lot. Come on, man. The stomach hanging over the belt. And look, I'm only saying this, and those of you, always got to say the disclaimer, who are overweight because of your thyroid condition or another health issue, please don't send me email saying I'm making fun of overweight people. I'm not. Rob can control it, okay? I know Rob can control it. So we're walking around the parking lot. I think he's going to have a full-blown coronary right there on the spot. We go around and we jump in the minivan to take a test drive. Seatbelt is like a noose around his neck. It's just, it was a bad scene all the way around. And he's huffing and puffing. Oh, this is, he goes, turn that AC on, Chief. As soon as we get in the car, get that AC blowing, Chief. This is a hot one. I'm like, oh, Rob, come on, bub. So we go back in, and it got progressively worse. He didn't know what we were talking about. He's only been there 10 days, so I gave him a little bit. He got downsized, shocker, from the dealership. So he went from being in the executive wing to now being a salesman. He's only been doing it for 10 days. Didn't know anything about anything, which was great. I mean, I wasn't even there. I gave him more than enough patience. I didn't even get out of there until 7:45. All right, we had to do an appraisal on my Enclave. We were $6,500 upside down on it, and he's like, I'm sorry, but I mean, this is a spreadsheet right here. These are the numbers, and this is what the numbers say. And you know what? Here's the deal. I've bought cars from people, sales reps for dealerships that had only been there a day. Like, it was literally their first day, and I know that feeling. We've all had our first day on the job doing something, you know? And even if it's your first day on the job, you got to be able to get it. You don't need to know anything about the product. You just need to know what to do, what not to do, how to speak, how to have confidence, and just how to kind of BS your way around and just have a conversation. That's all people want. Whatever you're selling right now, whatever product, because you're all selling. We sell every single day, whether you're an entrepreneur like myself or whether you're an employee, you have to sell for the organization. You got to just be able to have a conversation. Here's what's amazing to me, okay? People go out into the real world, right? They put their big girl and their big boy pants on. They go out into the real world, and they want to make a living. More importantly, people really do want to make a difference. It's not like anybody wakes up and they say, I'm going to try to suck as much as I can today. I mean, I hope that my day is horrible, I add no value, and I just screw everything up. Nobody wants to do that, but subconsciously we're all doing that, or most people are doing that, because they just don't get it. Like, how can you have a conversation? You go to the bar, you go to Starbucks, you go to church, wherever it is, and you have conversations with people. You're yourself. You're at ease, you know. You don't have any, you're not hung up on anything. You don't sneeze in your hand and go shake somebody's hand at church. At least I don't think you do, or at Kroger or the supermarket, something like that. But yet, somebody wants to come in and actually have a business relationship. Like, they're coming to you, for example, all right? And you're going to flub the dub as best you can. You're going to sneeze into your hand. You're going to not put your best foot forward. You're going to be overweight and huffing and puffing, red cheeks, red neck, all this stuff going crazy, not knowing anything from anything. It was just nuts, man. And the whole atmosphere there last night, let me just tell you, it was just, whew. I came home. I was talking to my wife. She goes, hey, how'd it go? I said, I don't even know. I don't even know how it went. I got a feeling. Like, I've just got this feeling. Like, I've got this uneasy feeling now. I've got to just kind of be in a quiet place for a little bit. Because I don't know how it went, you know? I know I'm never going back there, but I'm worried if I'm permanently scarred from that. Don't permanently scar your customers. As we've said before on the Everyday Saturday podcast, customers are good for business. Wouldn't you agree? Would you agree with that statement? So if customers are good for business, why do we do such a great job of rubbing them the wrong way? Let's take internet marketers, for example, since we all seem to have that type of passion in common. I'm guessing most of us market our business some way, shape, or form, either via email. If you've got your old www.business domain, I heard somebody say that the other day. Where was I? I was at an event. Somebody was speaking, and again, they're selling, right? They're selling, and they wanted to give the, like, you just say everydaysaturday.com, right? joesmith.com, marysue.com. They're like, okay, now, to find out more information, go to www. I'm like, seriously? You don't know that since, you know, I've known since 1992, you got to type in www. You can probably leave that out now. It's 2014. By the way, another pet peeve, if you are an online marketer or you want to be taken seriously online, please, for the love of God, don't use an AOL address, MSN, Yahoo. Spend the $10 on a domain like everydaysaturday.com. Get yourself your own email address like sam@everydaysaturday.com, joe@xyzcompany.com, mary@myfavoritehouse.com. Okay, just you got to be taken seriously, and that stuff, seriously, that's like even before you get going type of knowledge that you need to have. Just think about it. Okay, you're calling yourself an online marketer and you're gonna say, yeah, now make sure you email me. It's Ricky57129. That's my zip code. That's how I know I set it up 10 years ago. It's Ricky plus my zip code at yahoo.co.uk or .ca. Okay, yeah, .ca, because it's, you know, it's Canada and everything. Like, come on, man, get serious about your marketing. Make it easy for people to do business with you. Hey, side note, by the way, shout out to TrueCar.com. If you don't have this app on your phone, check it out, TrueCar.com. You can literally find out within a millisecond, well, that's probably within a second, few seconds, okay, what the bottom rate right now somebody's willing to sell you a vehicle. For example, Honda Odyssey, all right, that's the number one selling minivan. Trust me, I know way more about minivans right now than I should. Honda Odyssey, Toyota Sienna, and you go to TrueCar.com and you find your car, make and model, the style, and then they'll show you what the average person is paying, which is like $2,000 to $3,000 below MSRP, all right? And then you lock in your savings and they email. Now, the bottom line is you're going to get bombarded with emails from dealers that say, hey, bring your certificate, your TrueCar.com certificate into the dealership and we'll honor it. So, for example, last night, well, I guess I'm looking at Honda Odysseys over the weekend. I won't use last night example because it's just, I'm trying to get last night out of my head. Really, I am. The Honda Odyssey, they're quoting me, it was like, I don't know, $30,000 or something for whatever. It was a DVD player and the this and that, electric this and that. And I go to TrueCar.com, boom. I get a certificate. I can go across the street, down the road rather, to the other Honda dealer and get it for like $26,500. And I showed the guys, like, well, we'll honor it. I'm like, really? That's all it took. So TrueCar.com, check it out, man. It's pretty wild. There's some smart people, isn't there? Like, the resources that are available to you and me now to be able to make our lives easier, whether we're buying a car or buying a house, whatever it is, man. It's just, and also, it's never been easier for you to be an online entrepreneur or a brick and mortar entrepreneur. But man, you just got to understand, people just want to, look, when we go out, when you go out, like, for example, put yourself out there. When you go out to dinner, do you want a lot of hassle? I mean, do you want your waiter and waitress arguing with you? Oh, I'd like to start with iced tea, sweetened or unsweetened? Unsweetened. Well, I think you should have sweetened. No, I want unsweetened. No, listen, sweetened's really good, and a sweet tea is amazing. It tastes just like when you used to live in North Carolina, and oh, my God, you should try the slaw, too. I don't want slaw. Oh, you should with your sweet tea. I don't want any of that. Imagine if that was how you went out to dinner, okay? But, yeah, that's kind of what it's like sometimes. And think that's just one example. When you do business with somebody online, you know, do you make it easier? Do they make it easy for you? If you're marketing online, do you make it easy for them? Now, you don't want to be taken advantage of. I'm not saying that. But I'm just trying to put it in the best terms possible. If we could just be the same person online or in our business, whatever we do, as we are when we're home and our guard's down, like I always say, pass the dinner table test. You know, does your, the way you communicate pass the test, the dinner table test? And by that I mean, I used to listen to a radio announcer, and he sounded so phony. It was Buffalo, New York, an FM guy back in the early 90s. I forget his name. Total cheese whiz. I mean, this guy put on a shtick that was just horrible. Like, and coming up next, everybody, we're going to listen to Prince and the Revolution singing Purple Rain. Purple Rain. Yeah, we'll be back right after this message from advertisers. Right? And I'm thinking, okay, dude, when you're home, okay, and you're at the dinner table, and kids are around, your wife brings a beautiful meal. Let's say you're having spaghetti and meatballs, and you got a nice thing of Italian bread there getting ready to be cut. Do you then go into Radio Guy? Hey there, honey, why don't you send over daddy some of that Italian bread with a little bit of butter on top, and wash that down with a little bit of red wine once mama comes over with the spaghetti and meatballs. Right? You'd be a total loser. I mean, if I went to your house and you talked like that, hey, send me over a little bit of that water because I'm just so darn thirsty. Yeah. Okay. I'd say, sir, excuse me for a minute. I need to get my shoes. I'm going to walk right out your front door, and I'm never going to acknowledge your existence again. Okay. That's the way I would react if I went to dinner and somebody was talking like that. So the way you communicate in public, in your business, and with your brand should be pretty much, and wait for it, boy, this is shocking, should be pretty much the way you communicate at home at the dinner table, all right? When you listen to me here doing my podcast every single day, except for the past week, and I haven't done it every day, but when you've listened to podcasts over the past 8 years, I'm the same guy. You come to my house, same way. I communicate the exact same way. Probably even more cheesy at home, especially with my kids. My 13-year-old drives me crazy, man. Wants to, if I say, Madeline, the sky's blue. No, it's not. It's gray. Madeline, can you clean your room? I already did. No, you didn't. Yeah, I did. Well, Madeline, there's clothes on your floor. Yeah, but those aren't mine. Well, yeah, they are. No, they're not. Someone else, well, if they're mine, somebody put them there. Madeline, who would put dirty clothes on your floor? I don't know, but somebody's out to get me. And that's pretty much the way we communicate all day, every day. And so with my kids, especially my 13-year-old, I'm worse than the way I am right now. Like, I'm like, hey, how you doing, Madeline? Whoa, check this. This is what we did yesterday. We had to go to vacation Bible school. It's 20 to 6. Had to be out the door. Had to be there by 6. Laura and Paige are ready. My two youngest, 8 and 9-year-old, like they always are. Daddy, we're ready. Daddy, we're ready. And I walk by Madeline's room. I'm like, whoa, Madeline. And she keeps walking. I'm like, whoa, Madeline. And so obnoxiously loud down the stairs that she's like, what, Dad? I go, hey, whoa, we got ourselves a situation brewing in your room. Look at this. We got some clothes on the floor. And I was talking just like that. Annoyed the living crap out of her. I mean, to the point where nails on a chalkboard would have been a much more pleasant experience. So got the point across. I went way, because I know her reaction to me. Oh, and then she's like, okay, you can leave my room. I'm like, no. I don't leave rooms that aren't clean yet because we don't trust you. You're going to actually get the job done. Talking like that, like she's four, which completely have, if I wasn't still responsible for her room and board and paying for her braces and everything else going on, the kid would have probably left a year ago. But I get way more, point is, I get more obnoxious the other way at my house. So I'm the guy, I'm the same guy here, whether you see me at the store, at church, wherever, man, as I am on the internet. Be that person. Be authentic. Be you. Let people buy into you, man. I mean, what? Why are you embarrassed of you? Like, why are you trying to be somebody else? Just be who you are. I mean, who else is more qualified than you to be you, you know, and celebrate you. Celebrate your uniqueness. You got some quirks? Join the club. You know, you're a little bit insane? Who's not? Your family's dysfunctional? Show me one that isn't. You know, don't worry about all that stuff, man. Celebrate the fact that you are who you are and let people rally around that. And people that try to put you in a box, you're going to disappoint them. I'm telling you right now, you're going to sadly, almost said sorrily, sadly disappointed. I've been disappointing people for 10 years that tried to put me in a box, man. I'd rather be in a freaking litter box than to be in the box that people wanted to put me in corporate. Are you with me? Boy, it felt good to rant today. This felt good. Did it feel good to listen? It's fired up. Oh, I'm going to be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I'm going to be back tomorrow with another every day is Saturday podcast. You guys are awesome, man. Keep the dream alive and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.